Welcome to Haunted as Hell. I'm your host, writer and comedian Emily Winter, and I haven't done an intro in a while. Hi, hello. Here's what's going on. I've been sick, as you could probably hear from my voice, and I've been incredibly depressed. So, I'm one of those people that gets really quiet when she's depressed, and I just can't do... It's doing all the things that I'm passionate about is hard, and I tend to get depressed. I don't know why I'm just filling you in on why I've been a little weird late. MIA. I get that thing that I think a lot of people get where if your career and all the things that your ego knows about yourself isn't going perfectly, then I kind of spiral and I have to find a spiritual place to remind myself that I am more than whatever current job I have or however many gigs I have lined up. And so I think I'm coming out of it, both my sickness and my very long cough, and this sort of depressive phase, and I'm pulling myself out. And anyway, I think this episode was particularly helpful, re-listening to it, because I recorded it back in the summer, and I was holding on to it as one of my favorites, but it takes some emotional work to listen to because I'm not a very religious person, and so sometimes it's hard for me to think about things in religious terms. And the guy that I have on today is super awesome and amazing, and he's like read tons of different spiritual texts. Anyway, I just found it incredibly helpful and inspiring, and even if you're not religious, I hope that you find something in it as well. Okay, also, a few weeks without episodes. Okay, last week we had a technical difficulty that my friend Alice was like, your podcast is messed up. And I was like, okay. So then I took it down. And then I re-edited it, and then I put it back up. And then the person who I had on, their family listened and did not want the family ghost stories out in the world. So then I had to take it all down. So lots of hours for nothing, but that's the way it goes. Of course, I want to respect that person's wishes. I don't want anyone to get in trouble or have family drama because of this podcast. What else? 1 week, I couldn't do it. I just was so depressed. Man, I get bad, dude. And I've been listening. Here's what I've been listening to pull myself out and get myself into a spiritual place. And I was going to yoga, and then I got so sick that I had to stop going so I didn't infect everybody else. But yoga always helps me. And then I listen to You're Not Dying, You're Just Waking Up. And then I'm finishing up The Power of Now. So I'm really going for all this woo-woo stuff. But anyway, if you've got the winter sadsies, the winter Jesse depressies, maybe some of that will help. They're not super fun, especially The Power of Now. I prefer audiobooks, especially for this kind of stuff, because I don't have the attention span. But they keep you remembering what's important and what makes you you, and that if like me, you went through a writer's strike but were really hopeful the entire time and then did tons of cool stand-up comedy and then was ready to go back to your job but then the show got canceled and then now you need to find a new job and it's really hard to find a job in entertainment and it's scary and you spiral a little. They might be of use. Okay, I'm really gonna just start the show. This is like the longest intro I've ever recorded. I apologize. It's just all the ones I should have been recording for all these weeks put together. Okay, cool. I love this episode. I hope you do too. Enjoy the show. Oh gosh, duh. Sorry, one more thing. It's like buying season. You're supposed to be spending all your money on gifts and stuff. Okay, well, 2 years ago, I came out with a trivia book, and my editor and I designed the trivia book to make it basically relevant for 5 years. We really wanted to pick stuff that would have some like pop culture references, but also longevity. And so we designed it to be great for 5 years. It's called One Day Smarter. If you are looking for a small gift, like grab bag gift. Yeah. If you're looking for something for basically anybody ages 12 and up, I recommend getting my book, One Day Smarter, the trivia book. Okay, bye. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have comedian Julius Carr. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me, Emily. This is amazing. We're going to scare a couple of people, maybe.
Are your stories really scary?
Well, it depends, I guess, on the audience, but hopefully it will convert more than scare.
Where do your stories take place?
Well, I think all stories take place in our heads, That's the
Oh,
beginning.
so do you not believe in ghosts?
No, I actually do, because I actually seen some ghosts, and as I tell you my stories, you'll hear some times when I've seen, entities and things like that.
Cool. So, take it away. Let me hear one of your favorite ghost stories, whichever one you want to start with.
Where do I begin? Okay, so I have no denomination, first of all. I was baptized as a Christian. And I would say that after that baptism, certain things started opening up to me more. But I've always had spiritual experiences. So before I got baptized, I was in the Navy for a little while.
Oh, so you got baptized as an adult.
Yes, as an adult, I think that was I was about 20, 22, 22.
But since then, you haven't really pursued Christianity.
I study a lot of different religions and philosophies. So that was just when I was in the Navy, I took my shahada. That's when you become a Muslim. So
Wow.
that was my first step. I took a shahada, became a Muslim, and then when I got out the Navy, I got baptized as a Christian.
So why did you switch from Muslim to Christian?
Again, that was just one my pursuits. My pursuits was knowledge and understanding the different religions. So I was always interested in like history and Egyptology and all kind of religions and stuff like that. So, just a search of wanting to know more. After that, I got baptized as a Christian, and then I started Bhagavad Gita, Indian religion. And Buddhism and stuff like that. So what I'm about to say, it is not geared to any specific religion. This is just an experience. That's what I want to share as an experience. So when I was about 18, I was in my room, and it was summertime. Now the shade, I was facing the window, but the shade was pulled down completely, so no light is coming in the window, through the window. I was getting dressed. My aunt was coming to pick me up because to take me to my grandmother's house. And I just felt an overwhelming sense of depression, of sadness. I was growing up, I was a bit depressed as a kid. I just felt this overwhelming, I just felt really powerful feeling of depression. And as I was buckling my belt, my light is on in my room. Okay, I say that to say that a bright light appeared on my right side. Now, what's brighter than the room and the light in my room? And there's no light coming through the window. So this light is so powerful, it's so bright that I try to look at it and I can't. It's so bright. I turn away from it. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, well, this is probably in my head. No, and at the same time, I can read. I know God or this the creator knows what I'm saying, that I'm saying I'm going to deny this experience. I'm saying no, this is in my head. And so the whatever this being is, it went further and hugged me. So I feel an embrace now.
What did it feel like?
Wow, it was better than a mother's hug. I'll just put it
Wow.
that way.
That's so beautiful.
And at that moment, I even said, "No, wait a minute, what's going on?" And this being is reading my mind, knows what I'm saying. So now it goes even further and speaks to me and says, "I love you." So at that moment, that's when I learned what real love is.
Gosh,
And so
that's
that's why I know how to share that love with people, because I expressed it myself.
Do you feel like that this kicked off your interest in learning about a bunch of different religions?
I already had an interest in different religions. Yeah, I think it just took me to another level of, okay, it's real. I had an experience.
Why do you think it came to you at that moment?
I think it has something to do with me feeling depressed. at that moment. And after that experience, I no longer dealt with depression like that. I no longer had that time. It showed me love. It said, I love you, you know, and it just removed like my depression.
Oh,
So,
amazing. Better than Lexapro. Holy cow. I
yeah.
want that.
But yeah,
So, did it make you, because it was sounds like a really positive experience, but did it freak you out at all, even so?
yes, the first time I noticed the light, I said, what the hell is that? And I look, wrong choice of words, hell, but I looked to the right, and yeah, and I didn't understand what was going on, so I was just open to the experience.
Yeah.
No, I just opened myself to it.
So then afterward, how long did it last and how did it fade away?
It almost felt like a long time, but I know it wasn't. But the experience was so meaningful, it stays with me today. So that's why I said it feels like a long time, and actually, because it continues with me today, I carry
Yeah.
that experience and that love. Yeah.
That's amazing. So how long is it until you have another experience?
Okay, so let me go back now before
Okay.
that experience. Now, before I even go back, let me just mention that a lot of my experiences is strange because I can find these experiences in the Bible, which is
Oh,
weird. Yeah.
very interesting.
The story I just told you, you can find a similar story when Paul was traveling to Damascus.
Okay.
He was on his horse and he was a persecutor of Christians. Now he was going to Damascus to get the approval to torture Christians, you know, and followers of Christ. But on his way, a bright light appeared, so bright it knocked him off his horse. And then he looked at it and it blinded him for 3 days.
Whoa.
And out that light, well, before Paul said to the light, he said, "Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord?" I got some question. And the voice came out the light and it says, "I am the one you persecute." So that experience is just too synonymous for me, and it's like, wow, I'm like, you know, I can my experiences, I can find them in scriptures. So I know I'm just saying that I don't think those are just stories because I experienced something very similar.
Did and I don't know. I went to Catholic high school, but I forgot everything about the Bible, I think on purpose, because I felt like the teachers are really hypocritical and I got really mad at the school. But
Okay.
what happened to Paul? Did he stop persecuting the Christians?
Yes, Paul became converted after that, and he was blinded for 3 days, and then the Christ, it was supposed to be Christ, that light was Christ, and he said, after 3 days, the scales will fall off your eyes, and you will see.
Mm.
I think that was spiritually represent a transition for him, you know, from being blind as a person who persecuted religious people to now seeing spiritually, you know. Yeah, he converted. He was one of the most renowned apostles, you know, Paul.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I heard of him. I didn't realize his beginning, his origin story. Amazing. Wow, this is awesome. Did you know of that story when this happened to you? I love
Well,
it.
so let me continue. Let me carry on with the first experience, the very first experience that I had. I was about I think I was about 16. At one point, I dropped out of high school. Instead of hanging out in the streets with friends, I just stayed home and I just studied a lot. Like, read the Bible, read science books. And one night, I finished reading the Bible, and I didn't actually complete the Bible, but I finished the chapter. You know, I never completed it yet. But I laid in my bed, and I spoke out loud. I said, "God, if you're real, you know, speak to me. Speak to me the way I hear my voice right now." Speaking out loud, I said, "Speak to me the way you spoke to the prophets." I'm sorry. I don't know if you hear my washing machine in the background.
I actually can't. You're
Oh,
good.
okay, great. All right. Well, I said, "Speak to me the same way you spoke to the prophets." You know, and immediately it was like a trance. I went into a trance. I went right to sleep, and I
Whoa.
cried myself to sleep. Because that's how I spoke from my heart. Tears were coming out of my eyes. I said, "You know, God, really, you know, if you don't speak to me, then I can't confess you. I can't say you're real." And I cried myself to sleep. And God, the creator showed me my future. So
Whoa.
now, yeah, so now if you pay attention to the Bible scriptures or any the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, any scripture, how did God speak to the prophets? You know, he a lot of times he would show them visions. So he showed me my future, and that's how he that was the first way the creator spoke to me. He showed me my future.
What did you see?
All right, I see myself having kids before I had them. I seen myself going through certain struggles of life. Yeah, I've seen a lot of those things. So when I woke up the first thing in the morning, I said to myself, so stupid, not really embracing that experience I was having at the time because I didn't realize it, what happened. I just woke up saying, oh, damn, I don't want to have kids if this was it's going to be like to have kids. Like I didn't realize what I was given that.
Right.
You know, until later, as I started thinking about it, I was like, wow, wait a minute. You
Was
know,
that a special thing? Yeah. How accurate were these visions? Like, were they
Oh, very.
vague? Were they
And
specific?
that's the thing. I guess that's why I couldn't appreciate it at the moment, you know, because I didn't, to me, it's just a dream, right? But then as I'm living my life, these things are happening. Just like the vision. That's why I know it was you showing me my future.
Wow. When you had the visions, because you said that he, like the whatever
Not
God
he, the
is,
creator. Yeah, the
yeah,
creator.
showed you some struggles. Like, did you want to deny it? Because sometimes I don't like, I'm like, eh, just hard pass on. I don't want to know about that, you know?
That, yes, I did want to not deny it because that's what I said. I said, I don't even want to have, if this is what it's going to be like, I don't want to have kids or I don't want to, you know, yeah, denial was the first thing. I think that's why I didn't embrace the gift at the moment of what I was receiving. What I received, yeah.
Has something like this happened to you again?
Yes, throughout my life, I've been given certain premonitions and stuff about things happening. Something else I want to tell you about after that. Oh, so that's how God, the Creator, spoke to me through the visions at first. Another incident took place when I grew up in the Bronx, in Yankee Stadium over there. I got on a 4 train and I got on the train and there was a woman with her daughter and she had a Bible with her. And she said to her daughter, she looked at me and she said to the daughter, she said, he is blessed. And the daughter said, why do you say he's blessed, mommy? Which is a great question.
Yeah.
Why do you say he's blessed, mommy? She just said, because he is. And I believe that people who have a connection with God have certain sight. They can see things in other people. And it was just weird that she said that to me. I'm gonna give you another example. I was on a train again, on a 4 train. This is where the voice, well, when God hugs me, he uses his voice and says, I love his creator, whatever it is. It goes from visions to actually voice, hearing him the way I say we hear each other now. That's what I asked for, right? I said, speak to me the way I hear my voice. I'm standing on a train and there's a female to my left. She's just sitting there. She looks like everybody else. She's normal. She's just sitting on the train. And something almost like comes down and says to me, tell her everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's fine. And the voice says, no, she's not. She's crying. And I said, when I looked at her, she's fine.
Yeah.
And no, when I first looked at her. And the voice, how could this information come to me? I don't hear her crying.
And you ride the train every day and you're not telling people messages of, you know.
That,
Yeah.
exactly. That's why I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to look crazy. And I said, no, she's fine. What do you mean? No, she's crying. I look over, this girl is bawling. She's in tears. I'm like, now, first of all, we can hear our own thoughts,
Right.
you know, so we can tell ourselves things and hear our thoughts. How could that's not me talking to myself because I didn't even know she was crying. This
Right.
being gave me information that I didn't have, and I look over and she's in tears.
What did you do?
I chicken shit. I chickened out. That's what I
Oh,
did.
no.
I was so now I'm gonna tell you why. I didn't understand at that time what happened, But in the beginning, I asked for God to speak to me like the prophets. And God was using me. He said, okay, so you got to be careful what you ask for. So he said, okay, I'm going to make you a prophet. I'm going to talk to you like the prophets. I'm going to mm-hmm. give you messages to give people. So he's mm-hmm. testing me at this moment. And I failed. Mm-hmm. I failed because I looked at her, she's crying, and I didn't say anything. I turned back around. And to this day, that still bothers me.
Of course.
You know, because it's like, wow, God really trusted you to do something, and you chicken shit it out. And now I realize why I did that. You know, it's like you fail at something. When you fail at something, it's not a failure if you can learn from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So to this day, I understand what happened. I was so worried about what she would think. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. Stop talking to me. Start screaming at me. Make a big scene.
Yeah.
Because she's already destroyed. I don't know how she was going to respond. Then the response of people thinking I'm crazy, you know, I'm trying to talk to her or whatever. So I was so worried about the judgment of people opposed to me walking in faith and what God told me to do. Mm-hmm. That's that. I think we all deal with that and judgment about others.
Absolutely. Judgment. Have you ever had the opportunity to give somebody a message since then? Did God give you another chance?
Yeah, and I'm a strong believer in God always developing us and giving us time to grow and learn. I'll tell you this, my sister, she was suffering from a mental breakdown. Yeah. And she went into the hospital. And she kept going back and forth to the hospital. Like they would release her, then she would come back again. And mm-hmm. it was a cycle. And spiritually, emotionally, I got tired of this cycle, you know? And what I did was I prayed for her. So one night I got down and I prayed and I really reached for her in the darkness. Like the lights are off and I'm just reaching for her. I'm crying. I'm becoming very exhausted because I understand why, you know, prayer takes a lot. You know, it really takes a lot to make it effective, whatever you're trying to do. And I felt myself reaching out in the darkness to her, and I seen her where she was in the hospital, and almost just being in that room with her, I've seen her, and I just told God to remove anything that's causing her depression, to let you dwell in her, to heal her, and think mm-hmm. whatever I said. The next day, I got a phone call from her. I didn't answer it because I knew what it was. I was just so nervous, like to hear what I knew what it was, but I was not ready to hear that this actually worked. So the second day she called me, I didn't answer it. I didn't answer the second time. So the third time she called me, then I answered. And I know what it was. She said, you know, let me say this. When she was in the hospital, she used to stutter a lot because she was given medications and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. she couldn't complete a sentence. She was mm-hmm. she was like, hi, you know, and just stutter a lot. And when I picked up that phone, she spoke the way she normally would speak before she went to the hospital.
That's and so beautiful.
She was like, hi, how you doing? And I was like, wow, you sound really good. She was like, you know, yeah, you know, I'm doing better. I'm out the hospital now. She's like, I just wanted to tell you something. And I was like, what? She's like, one night when I was laying in my bed, she's like, it was like I just seen you come into my room and just pray over me. That's what she said. And I didn't even know it was going to work. I just did it in faith, you know what I mean? Because I was so sick of this, somebody being tormented, you know, I was just sick of it. And I just prayed for her, you know, and when she told me, I told my wife, I told everybody, I was like, this is amazing, you know?
That's so beautiful. Was she better for a long time after that?
She was, I'm going to tell you this, it was consistent back and forth. 1 week, next week she's back. 1 week she's out, next week she's back. After I prayed for her, it was about like 3 years. She hasn't been back in the hospital. She hasn't gone back in the hospital. Now, I believe we are also ultimately responsible for things that happen to us. Mm-hmm. Because we would have conversations. She would say things about God. She would say things like, God didn't help me and God this and God. So I felt she was taking herself back into a place she didn't want to be. And I just told her, you know, long story short, she hasn't been back and forth in the hospital like that. She had episodes. She's not in the hospital. That's great. I think, again, I think that has something to do with what she's opening herself up to.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Right. If, like, if you are waiting to be saved, then that can, like, lead to a little bit of negativity rather than being proactive about it.
I look at it as a drug user. A person who's using cocaine, whatever, crack, whatever, and they get clean. And if they keep going around those same people that they get the drugs from, or, you know, go back to that mindset, they're going to find themselves right back in that same situation. Yeah. So I think she put herself back in that same mindset that got her there in the first place.
Yeah.
At one point, yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. I really love these stories. And I feel like if you haven't had, like, this type of experience, it's a little hard to understand. And I've had this, this just brings up a weird memory of, I think it was 2011 or something. I was riding a train in because I think the train made me think of it. I was riding the tube in England with my good friend, and we were sitting across from this guy, and I got this over, and he was like an older Indian guy, which is so typical for London. It's just like, this is nothing out of the ordinary. And I got this, like, overwhelming sense of peace and calm from him. And I felt so relaxed and different than how I had felt when I got on. And I was like, I could tell it was coming from him, and I couldn't put it into words. And I knew that my best friend was not going to understand because it made no sense, but I still remember that feeling. And I still don't know what it was or why I had it, but, like, I knew it was coming from him. I knew I was receiving it. I don't know how I received it, but I get it to a degree, at least being on the receiving end of something like that. Why do you think that this is you? Like, why do you think that this special gift has come to you?
Well, I'll go back to scriptures where it says, ask and you shall receive. We are gods ourselves. It says that in the Bible. It says, ye are gods because you are the children of God, but you will die like men. You can just Google that and find this exact scripture. But and I asked for it. Since I was a child, I always wanted to know the truth. I'm a lover of the truth. Mm-hmm. Whether it's ugly, whether it's beautiful, I want to know the truth. And again, going back to what I said, we are gods ourselves. We have the power to create, whether it's art, children, have that same God power. And we're connected to the universe. So we all have, it's like an umbilical cord. We all have access. And this is about being open to it.
I love this. And I also, because I feel like you're so connected, I want to ask you a question. Also, because this weekend I was talking to my friends about it, and they don't believe that anything, they believe that when you die and you see the light or whatever, it's all just chemicals in your head. And it made me really sad, but I'm like, I don't know, maybe you're right. But what do you think happens when you die? Unless you don't want to talk about that, but we can't.
No, everything is open to talk about. Because I've actually seen I don't know the proper term for it, but a spiritual being or whatever it is, entity. Because I've seen it, I know there's a life after this. Mm-hmm. There are other realms that we can't see. I was walking on a sidewalk downtown, and I was looking for this school. It was an acting school. Jagged K, I don't know if he's still around, but anyway, I was looking for it. And I said to myself, I'm going to walk down this block, and I'm going to make a U-turn, come back down this same block, because it's probably, let me check this on my right side. As I said that, it was like a cloud of mist. It was like white. And out of that mist formed a hand that said, stop. And it said, move back. So I moved back and said, move back more. And I moved back, and a vase fell right where I was standing from somebody's window ledge, and it shattered. If that thing would hit me in my head, I can imagine it would have made me unconscious, like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
So, broad daylight. This is the daytime. That's when I seen it. Like, this woman actually walked past me, and she seen me stop, and she looked back, like, to figure out why I stopped. But at this time, I'm conversing with the spiritual being. Yeah, and
Did you
she's
talk to
looking
her?
at me.
Did she see the baseball as well?
This guy, yeah, he seen the vase fall. And I'm not crazy. It wasn't in my head. Other people seeing the vase
Oh
fall.
no, I know, but I was just like, did you get to
No.
share that with anybody in the moment? Because it's
Oh yeah,
so
well,
spectacular.
yeah, this guy, he's like a drama queen. He's like, oh my God, did you see that? That vase almost hit me. Like, he wasn't even in the vase. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that's why, yes, there's a life after this. There's other things happening.
Okay, I feel like I needed to hear that today after hearing what I heard this weekend. I don't think my friends meant it in any like negative way, but I was just like, nope, I need to go back to this place. Wow, that's incredible. Holy
And
cow.
regarding your friends, I find it very funny. I find it odd how people can speak on something that you don't know. Like, you don't know. You've never been, or you never, if you never experienced it, you can't say it's not there. If I've never been to the bottom of the ocean in Hawaii, I can't tell you that nothing's there. I don't know.
That's true. I think that, well, one of my friends is a psychologist, she's a PhD, and she was just saying, you know, you're it's proven that your brain gets flooded with these memories. But I'm thinking, and we didn't have a chance to talk too much about it, but I'm thinking that, like, yeah, that can be true, but that doesn't mean that it's all chemicals and only chemicals. Like, yeah.
Yeah, to science is science means the study of. There's the only but so much study science has revealed. There's a lot of things that scientists still don't understand, you know. So it just means the study of. So if we're studying space, we're studying. You can't study this. There's certain things you just can't study. You can't, you know, at this moment. So it's limited. Their knowledge is limited, and I think we have to understand that. And you're only studying something that was created already. So how amazing is your study? What you're trying to understand this great universe that you don't even understand. That's why you're studying it. Yeah, but the science, some scientists, they get beyond themselves, beside themselves, and think that their study is greater than the thing that they're studying.
That's a
Like, their
really
knowledge
interesting
is
perspective.
supreme. Yeah, that's just weird to me. I just that's baffling.
So, how have your experiences and how have these experiences and pursuits sort of changed the way or informed the way that you live your life?
Well, I am very I'm more aware of myself and what I'm thinking, how I treat people. Now I look at people. I know everybody doesn't do this, and I know I shouldn't expect anything back. But that's part of love, is not expecting anything. So what I'm saying is that I look at you, like when I look at you, I know you're me. I know we're all connected. When I see you, I see God. I see my mother. I see my sister. You're somebody's child. Somebody loves you. So I should have that same love for you. I should have that openness to you. And I just know people don't give that back, and some people don't see things like that. So it can be difficult because I don't have to know you, right? I treat you like we knew each other for years. Some people are not comfortable with that. Some people don't know how to accept that.
I love that. Also, like a long pickup line, but would be a great pickup line.
Oh, okay, it's a pretty long one. She think I'm nuts by the time I get home.
Are there any other stories that you want to talk about?
I actually had a story when I was actually taken to hell, and
Oh shit, there's a hell.
yeah. Well, I mean, from what I experienced, I just, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it. Even though I said, yeah, all things are open, but it's a certain thing I don't want to get too deep into, because it's very personal. Like, as the reason why I went to hell, I don't really want to discuss that. God was showing me why I went to hell. And let's just say that now makes me very careful about the way I live my life. So yeah, it was a warning to prevent me, you know.
From going down a wrong path.
Yeah, more
So
path,
what
yeah.
was hell like? Was it like
Okay, well, there was a bunch of fire. and the fire opened up. So I'm standing there in like a ring of fire, and then the floor was fire, and the floor opened up, and somebody was under me. And the person that was under me was somebody from my childhood. And he looked at me, he said, "You're here? Why are you here?" You know, and then I explained to him why I was there. It was like an out-of-body experience. I see myself talking to this person, but at the same time, I'm looking at myself at the same time. It's like an out-of-body experience. And that out-of-body experience happened because the creator wanted me to know why I was there. Again, it's like me here, me. You know, me looking at the so, oh, something that takes place in the future, me looking at the future and seeing the me now, seeing why I was there. That makes sense if you get that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
As you know, so
Do you, what do you think hell is? Is it a place for, like, is it really a place where you suffer for eternity?
I only can speak from the experience that I have from what I've seen. The guy was in there. He was. I explained to him why I was there, and then after I explained the floor, the fire, the door, like the floor closed. A floor became there. A floor of fire, and then some angels came and they grabbed me and they took me out of the hell. So they pulled me out the hell. So
It's just
and.
so hard for me to, it's hell is so hard for me. I can't imagine that a collective that do can do something so beautiful as create the universe can it can damn somebody to hell for eternity. Like that just feels like extra icky. I don't know how to say it.
I felt the same way. And then when you look at hell, when you look at fire is a beautiful thing. See, it's a matter of perception. Fire shapes and molds. You can make swords with fire. It makes beautiful things. Fire purifies. So look at it as a cleansing. I don't see it as a punishment. Because remember when I was in that fire, I revealed my wrongs, and then I was taken out. So, and then that also now makes me a better person because I learned from that being in that fire. So fire purifies. I don't see it as a punishment.
Okay, I like that. That's interesting. Huh. Wow. This is fascinating. This is a very unique episode and I love it.
Thank you for
Man,
saying. Appreciate it.
is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Was there anything else? Oh yeah. When I was living with my mother, I think I was about like 16. I had my own room, and it was dark, and there's a lot of ants. But it's just, it's so much I want to get out, but it's hard to say it. Anyway, I'm laying in a bed, and the shadows are like. I'm going past my room. I see shadows going past my door. And
Was your door open or closed at the
the door
time?
is cracked. It's cracked open.
Okay.
Now, I know the door is moving because there's a metal hanger on my door. There's a metal hanger. So I heard the metal hanger rattling. So these shadows will pass by my door and then they would stop and then try to open my door, like just open it more. And I can tell, and it was like a pushback, a back and forth, like something was keeping it out from coming in. And so I heard the hanger rattling back and forth. I don't know what that is. Was something keeping something out? Because then it kept passing my door, and it went to the back room where my brother and sister stayed. Now I say that to say that my brother and sister, as you heard from the going back and forth to the hospital, and then my brother having an incident in life where he did something wrong, he went to prison. You know, so I don't know if something passed my door and went to their room instead. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, that's pretty scary.
And did you feel like a negative presence? Like, did you feel
Yeah,
that
it
this,
felt like something, yeah, very
sinister?
negative, yeah, trying to come into my room, yeah.
I wonder why it bypassed you and went to your siblings.
Again, I ever since I was a kid, I was always open to God. I was always searching. So I don't know. Oh, my brother, and then you, like I said, sometimes it's what we bring upon ourselves, what we open ourselves up to. You know, if we're very negative, right? It's like you send out, that's the energy you're going to get back. You know, so I think it's about that, what we attract to ourselves.
Oh, I love that. Wow, this has been amazing and fascinating and inspiring. I love this episode. Julius, if there's nothing else that you want to talk about in the spiritual realm, tell people all about yourself and where they can find you on the internet and plug anything you want to plug.
Well, I love doing stand-up comedy. That's what I do right now. I'm a natural actor. I act. And you can find me on IG, Julius Carr of Comedy. Julius Carr of Comedy. That's 2 R-C-A-R-R of Comedy. And just follow me. Yeah, I'll follow you back. I have a show at Broadway Comedy Club. I'm sorry this wasn't too funny.
Oh no, I should have said in the beginning, tonally, it doesn't matter to me. It really runs the gamut between funny and sad and scary, and inspiring, and that's where this one falls, and I love it. So it's all good.
That's all I want to do. I just want to share my story. But you can find me at Broadway Comedy Club. Well, I actually do it bi-weekly, so I do two shows a month.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so even if they mention this, they seen this, hey, mention I'll get you're getting free. How about that?
Okay, and what's the show called?
It's the Drive-By Comedy Show.
We drive by comedy show. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me and allowing me to share my story with others. Hopefully, it gives people some insight into searching and building a connect their own connection. You
That's
know,
absolutely wonderful. Oh, I love it.
love you all, and thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate this so much.
Thank you for listening to Haunted as Hell, formerly Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you enjoyed this podcast, the best thing you could do is help spread the word about it by rating and reviewing it wherever you get your pods and just sharing it. You know, the old-fashioned way, like saying to somebody, "Wow, I just did the best thing with my commute." Oh, what was it? It was listening to this podcast. It was so good. It was called Haunted as Hell, formerly Comedians with Ghost Stories. Oh, wow. Great. Thank you for telling me, Ted. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at Emily MC Winter and Haunted as Hell on Instagram. Here's a good way to remember it. It sounds like haunted a shell.